The Secretary of State's office is among the 6 constitutional offices on the election ballot next month. The race for Secretary of State is more crowded this election cycle than in years past. There are 3 candidates running for the office: Libertarian John Buckley, Republican Mack Warner, and Democratic incumbent Natalie Tennant. The Secretary of State's office has a variety of responsibilities, and it's perhaps known best for its overseeing elections. But registering and licensing businesses also falls under the office's duties. Tennant, who is seeking her 3rd term in the office, says she's made that process easier for small business owners and more cost-effective by putting more resources online.
For 8 years, I have delivered on the promise of innovation for our businesses that saved them time and money so they could concentrate on creating jobs. And in doing so, giving money back to taxpayers, back to general revenue.
Tennant's Republican challenger, Mack Warner, agrees. While that might not be an obvious function of the office, the Secretary of State can help mold the state's business environment to foster job creation.
Every government official, it should be their top priority to be looking as to how to create jobs and how to improve jobs. And so as Secretary of State, the first place people deal with the state when they register a business is with the Secretary of State's office. So we can make that as easy as possible. We can simplify things. So you're not coming to the Secretary of State's office for one piece of paper, going to the tax department for something else, basically the one-stop shop. I want to be a part of that process.
Warner is a 6th-generation West Virginian, born and raised in the Kanawha Valley, who attended West Point. He's worked as a JAG, a military attorney, and has experience helping other countries establish their governments. Experience, he says, will help him in the Secretary of State's office.
I've seen things from a number of different sides. I've seen these problems across the globe, literally across the globe, and I intend to bring those experiences that I've learned, how you fix these things. I've worked in the budgeting process, the procurement process, the project management, the proposal writing, all those things that you need to be working to fix government.
Tennant touts some major accomplishments during her time as Secretary of State. One is the improvement of the state's overall election process. In August, the Pew Charitable Trust released their latest election performance index that showed West Virginia moving from 45th to 26th in the rankings of how well elections are conducted. Tennant points to one major project her office undertook to help improve that ranking: the implementation of online voter registration.
We were able to implement that a year ago, which then put a foundation for really the next modernization movement of elections across the country. You know, OVR, online voter registration, as we call it, is kind of, I don't want to say old, but the next step is automatic voter registration, of which the state legislature passed it, and we are 3rd in the country to pass that legislation.
The 2016 bill requires the Secretary of State's office to work with the Division of Motor Vehicles to automatically enroll voters in the state as they get a license or other ID. But it's programs like online voter registration that Republican Warner doubts. He says the office needs to pay more attention to shoring up the voting process and eliminating fraud by cleaning up the voter rolls.
And that's where the process that I think needs to be looked at here in West Virginia. I don't know that they've been paying proper attention to issues such as cleaning up the voter rolls. And it's an article was written a year or so ago that said there were 3 counties where there were more people registered to vote than there were eligible voters, which means that we have people on the rolls who are dead, who are have moved, felons, or other people that are not supposed to be on those rolls.
According to the Secretary of State's office, since Tennant took office in 2009, the state has received 415 complaints about potential voter fraud. Of those 415 complaints, 29 were deemed probable, meaning an investigation deemed something fraudulent did occur. Those 29 cases included voting in the name of another person, someone voting who was not registered, writing in a county where that person doesn't actually live, or even offering someone money for their vote. In a time when West Virginians seem to be leaning toward electing Republicans to both state and federal offices, Tennant asked voters to recognize the good she's done for West Virginia and to look past her national party affiliation.
Look at Natalie, look at what she's done over the last 8 years, and separate yourself and your feelings of how you feel about the presidential race.
Warner says more should have been accomplished during Tennant's 8 years in office, but says that wasn't possible because she was too busy running for other elected offices. Tennant unsuccessfully ran for governor during a special election in 2011 and then for U.S. Senate in 2014.
it's like she's not satisfied with the job that she's been elected to. She's looking for the next opportunity. That's why I say a political opportunist. And again, when you're out there spreading your name at every opportunity, it's like the campaign never stops. It's just a constant campaigning. I don't see the jobs that way. Once I get elected, I intend to be the Secretary of State of West Virginia and pay attention to that job.
Tennant argues she chose to run for other offices because she wanted to make a difference for her state. But she has still made major improvements in her office.
What is wrong with offering your services in another area where West Virginians need that also? And I just ask people, you know, take a look at my record and take a look at my both of my opponents' record. And don't let a narrative of they've got to knock me down to make themselves look better. My opponents have run for three offices before. You know, West Virginians can spot a hypocrite a mile away. So if it's good enough for them, why isn't it good enough for anybody else?
Warner, who comes from a family that's active in Republican politics in the state, ran for Congress in West Virginia's 1st District in 2010, losing to Republican David McKinley. Libertarian candidate John Buckley most recently ran against Tennant in 2014 for Senate. Buckley from Hardee County served as a Republican member of the Virginia House of Representatives and spent years working in the federal court system as an administrator. He is the only openly gay candidate for an office on West Virginia's Board of Public Works. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.